Good day, my lovely, 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 lovely podcast friends. How are you doing? How's your life moving on? What was your first working day of the week all about? You can send me a tweet, and yes, I look forward to hear from you. On today's show, we have a fully loaded show, as you can expect from me. Obviously, we're gonna talk the Paradise Papers. We're gonna talk a bit about the back garden, because I forgot it yesterday, so I will do that before it. Then we're gonna talk about Bitcoin, corruption in Puerto Rico, and a new bubble that's in the making, and that is it all for today. And of course, let's get the ball out first of all with the back garden. As you know, I am a prepper. That means that you could simply say that I'm one of those lunatics that is supporting guns, which I am, by the way. I support gun rights, and there is an easy reason for it. You saw it in Texas. The person who did the terrible thing and murdered over a dozen people. And this is terrible. I mean, he was stopped by someone shooting at the opposite direction. And what we need to realize is that according to the regulations, he was not allowed to have a gun. So definitely, sadly enough, for really, really, really good reasons. But we can now say that it is a problem that guns are available in the United States for everyone. Well, let me be clear about something. There are two countries in Europe where you have a gun behind every door. First of all, Switzerland. There is a gun behind the door, so in case you want to start a war and invade Switzerland, there is a gun behind the door. So, and that the people know how to shoot with it. The second country is, well, not literally there is a gun behind every door, but that's Finland. And to give you a clue, a friend of me, she sees less than I do, and she has a gun. She has a hunting gun. So, if people who need to rebrill because they are not capable of working out the other way around can have a gun there and there is no problem, then it is not a regulation. I mean, that is all working fine and properly, so that's not the issue. What I would now simply say that they have to go and we need to go for is to, in the United States, we need to change the mentality of some people that, you know, that hey, I am angry, I want to kill people, that's a bad move. Maybe I should go to a sauna, take a swim, go to the gym, start a barbecue, do something else. I mean, get your anger away, release it. So, it's also terrible. And as a good prepper, I prepare for a collapse of the currency. I prepare for the moment that some form of income will go away. And that's for me especially handy, as that I got a reasonable medical risk that my eye will turn completely blind. So, yeah, that is something to prepare for. I can pay the bills and the money keeps going in. So that's one way to go for it. And also for my own food supply. I mean, last night, we had the first freezing night when I had my morning meditational walk and to have a look at what the news is and what's happening all around. Then I saw that it was really freezing. The people had to clean the windows of the cars. Yes, it was really, really, really cold, and I know I don't like it. I like the warm. I like the temperature of 15 to 20, around 20 degrees is lovely. It's all great, but unfortunately, that's not happening. Global warming is a great thing, but we need to fuel a bit more. So I'm really, really, really happy with having pure coal energy, and that's all lovely. Now, but what you need to realize is your supermarket has just a few days of food supply in your shop. So there is a few days, and I will ask you a question. If I would go to a supermarket and buy chicken, I can keep it for a few weeks. And it's then put into a cooling. The cooling is not really that cold. I mean, for example, there is in Eindhoven one company where you can buy duck, chicken, fish. If you will put your hand into the freezing thing, you cannot hold it there for 5 minutes. It's damn cold. That's the way I like it. I mean, that's a shop that I really trust. And yes, of course, they are the supermarket who supply me with all the lovely sardines, all the lovely prawns, and all those yummy things. And yes, friends, I know that prawns are not kosher. So, oh well, that's life. I'm not religious at all. Just the bloodline for my family heritage got me a second passport, which is lovely. No. What we need to realize is that we are a tremendous change. The system is cracking down. There are a lot of issues. And I had some time to do the last thing in the garden. So yesterday morning I did the last things. And there are now some bricks and some rubbish laying around for the insects. They can have it all, and just that they have a, that they can survive a coming cold. And if they can't survive it, they are great compost and basics for my garden. So that's the way to go. Let's go the organic and vegan lovely way to make the best food porn available in a sustainable manner. Oh dear, put this all in one tweet. That would be tremendous. And all the hashtags, no. But what we need, so that's done. I have a few things in that I can get out in January, February. And to be clear, I'm not really looking forward to this period of year, because we get Christmas, we get fireworks. And just do this. Close your eyes. Listen to the fireworks. And not really lovely, especially not with the things that I expect from my neighbor. And that is a lot of problems. But, well, having that said, I would say that the show is loaded. Fully, we're getting ready. So it's time to start your profitable moment of the day. It's time to get the profits loading in and get it out. So I would say, let's get it started. Yeah, the world is in shock because the Paradise Papers are here. You can see now which way people and companies are avoiding paying tax. And let me be clear. There is, I don't care that people, the companies don't pay a tax. I mean, that's the fair and honest thing to do. It's a patriotic thing to do. Don't pay tax. But don't become someone jail's mate for not paying tax. Go the smart route. If you look, for example, at the Panama Papers, you had Justin Trudeau, the prime minister of, minister president, whatever they call him, the guy who is basically pushing Canada towards socialism, poverty, and mass murder. And he was talking a lot negative about the people in the Panama Papers, which, by the way, was also not illegal. So there was not a big thing about it. But he is now named in the Paradise Papers. And yes, I think that this is a smart move from him, from a personal finance perspective, that he invests tax-free. I mean, why would you allow the greedy tax man to take your money without he's doing anything legally for it, without offering any service? I mean, it's basically stupid. It's just theft. I mean, I would simply say that it's insane. Oh, wait, I do say it's insane, and that's one of the reasons why I structure everything the way I do, so that I don't have to pay tax or diminish my tax bill as much as possible. Yeah, always lovely. No, having that said, I would also say that what is interesting to see, a few things. I'm Dutch, and you see that Nike, Procter & Gamble, they are all avoiding paying taxes on their bills. And that's fine. I mean, what you see is legal tax planning. That's just, but what you need to realize is this. Paying tax is a choice. It's a patriotic, good, and smart way to not pay tax the legal route. That's the way you do it. If you want to pay tax, that's okay by me. Go ahead. Don't mock about me, because I will not pay it. But what you see is that we are moving on, and I mean, it's great journalism. But what's now really happening? I mean, some guys are, I mean, literally, the Queen of England is putting money into into a company who sells electronics that you can buy or rent on a monthly basis. Well, that sounds to me not as a big thing. That sounds to me as something really, really, really smart to do. And yes, she is the Queen, it are her people, but, well, we have an interesting system on that side. What we need to, what the Paradise Papers just show is that government bureaucrats make mistakes. That the laws are designed on a way to create benefits for companies, and that's what they are doing. And what they should start doing is something really, really, really easy. Stop mocking. I mean, I believe there is in Bermuda a PO box, and on that PO box there are just a few thousand companies. And what you will see is that this is legal, but you need to create additional substance so to avoid paying tax. So like having a local bank account, having a local director. This could, by the way, be your lawyer. I mean, it's a really smart way, because lawyers have client privilege. It's a really smart move to do. And it is a way that the tax agencies are really mocking about. Because, yeah, well, ask a lawyer who is his customer. Well, that's something that the lawyer is not allowed to discuss. So, and the OECD and Western countries are failing, and their policies are not functioning. And what you basically see is that the socialism and the collectivism and the failing systems that we are now seeing in the Western world are just collapsing. That is all that what we are seeing. A small island with no resources, if you're honest, no bloody financial future anyway, they can simply move on and become a global financial powerhouse. Cyprus is the biggest investor in Russia. I mean, that says enough to me. But what you see on the failing systems in the Netherlands is that, in the world actually, that we start with diminishing the educational system, we start repeating the lies that tax evasion is bad. Well, the truth is tax evasion is good, tax is bad. I mean, literally, it was not a free market who starts a war. Wars are really terrible, but it are government and bureaucrats who start wars. And that's something that we need to realize. And if you look at an example of a failing educational system in the United States, the founding fathers and those who started the Independence Declaration and the Constitution and started with the First Amendment of the Constitution of the United States, they are no longer part of the history books. They are not important. In exchange, we got Oprah Winfrey. And don't get me wrong, Oprah Winfrey was really good in her talk show. She had a great daytime TV show, highly popular with women who were sitting at home, so they had nothing to do anyway. So, I mean, they could also simply start working, but she was sitting there. She was the king of the daytime television, and that's fine by me. I mean, she had a highly popular show, no one is forced to watch, so have fun. But her own TV channel failed. The rest of her things are really failing, and that's fine by me. I mean, I don't care. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. But to say of the big historical values he got, I mean, that's insane. It's nuts. It makes no perspective. She has done, on that side, nothing. All she was doing is having a microphone, asking questions, talking about things, doing it on the telly, on a moment that no one was really interested in doing something else. So, if you do something like that, pretty soon you start building up your own small audience and you can grow from there. Yes, it's not difficult. It's not tough to go. So, actually, I should do the same thing. I mean, it should not be too difficult. I mean, my point of view is really interesting. But what we need to do, and what they should stop doing, is complaining about her. Let's get it out. Let's stop mocking. Let's really appreciate the constitutions and the history of a country, the good and the bad things. I mean, I don't say that you should get slavery out. I should simply say, recognize your history and stop mocking. I mean, it's your call, of course. I mean, do you really, really, really like the idea to place it in another historical context? Today, it's 100 years ago that the Russian Revolution started out. Is it really that you say, well, the communism that really worked out the world, the National Socialism that came from it, is really worked out in Germany? I mean, that guy, Adolf Hitler, was a really nice guy. He was the best what Germany get. The best what Europe had. Well, if you think that, you're insane. Because war is bad. But what we need to look at, what we should look at, is this. Why are we not allowed, and why are governments making it more and more tough to go your own way? Live your own life. I mean, get it all on your way. Not on the way of a bureaucrat. I mean, literally, I recently had a debate with someone who said that the way I think and the way I live makes him feel really sad for me, because I don't care about a lot of things. And I was just thinking so I should live the way you are living, from paycheck to paycheck with mounting up high debt, do that, and consider that the normal and good way to do, no thank you. Not really my way. And that's, look, if he is happy with it, it's fine. I mean, who am I to judge? I mean, there is a reason I'm not mentioning names, so. But see, think about this. There are a few easy propaganda rules. There are a few easy rules. You lie, you repeat the lie, becomes the truth, and you print and push it out, and everyone who's against you, you simply murder. I mean, it happens all the time. And this is one of the reasons I love conspiracies. Most of them turned out to be truth or have a case of truth in it. So, what we need to look at now is, why are they making it so problematic? Why are governments not recognizing the fact that every country in the world can set its own rules, can set also its own laws, can set its own legal framework? So they can also set its own fiscal framework. To give you an idea, the country with the highest vodka consumption in the world is Luxembourg. But they have a really low tax on vodka. So a lot of people from Belgium, Germany and France start buying their vodka there because it saves money. And that makes sense. And the government of Luxembourg has a great way to finance its healthcare operations and the government with it. And this is the great thing, this taxation, and yes, I'm against taxation, so also against this one, but this taxation was based on something easy. You share a deal. You buy something, you pay some. No one drops by with a gun. I mean, that is what the tax agency does. They send people with a gun so that you can behave the way they like it. I mean, I don't really see why I should treat people from the tax agency different than I should treat people who support it. They support theft and shooting at people. I mean, they are doing the bloody same thing. I mean, and if you do the same thing against them or start publishing about them, then they are complaining. I mean, you recently, a few months ago, I don't know, the Panama Papers, there was in the Dutch parliament a debate about it, and the Secretary of Fiscal Affairs and head of the tax agency was complaining that a lot of people who were in dispute were suing the tax agency because it took time, it took money, and the judge was saying different things than the tax agency, and he was not happy with it. So, basically, what he said was that he is not happy that people take the legal route to oppose a corrupt, inefficient system. That's the first thing. The second thing, he says that you should simply obey the tax agency and shut up. And the third thing he says, by saying that the judge was saying different things, they make mistakes, so they were wrong at the first time. It's your bloody right to stand up and simply sue them, bring them to court. They have nothing better to do than bullying people, so bully them back. Everyone knows that I am a really big Bitcoin and cryptocurrency fan. If you like to know more about them, then I strongly suggest you check out hofprofit.com/cryptoprofits, because the report there is really good for your money, is high value for money, and if you have a newsletter or whatever marketing outlet and you want to make a deal that you get an affiliate deal, I'm always open to do those things. But what it is, it's a great way to let innovation, the blockchain technology, bring money into your pockets, make your pockets bigger. That's all what's about. Now, but there is a great thing moving on at the moment, especially in the United States, but I'm pretty sure also most European countries and most countries in the world, they treat Bitcoin as an asset. So that means if you would buy, for example, a cup of coffee with it, let's say that I buy one Bitcoin, some coffee in the United States, then I have to pay taxation over it. Well, if I would simply pay for my coffee with a few euros or a few HKD or RMB, then I don't have to do it, so long as it's not above the $600. And the tax agency and the lawmakers are changing this law, that they're going to see Bitcoin as a coin, and that would dramatically increase the allowance from a fiscal perspective of users of it. I mean, it would mean that you're not transferring assets, like a house, a bar of gold or whatever, but you are transferring a coin. You buy something and you give a coin in return. And this will make a tremendous difference, because now it's really tough to get Bitcoin out, get the money in, get it working. And especially with the fiscal organization not really keen on it. And now what you're going to see is something lovely, something yum. You're going to be treated the same way. That means that for day-to-day expenses, Bitcoin is going to be in operation. And it will create, for people who are interested in having their day-to-day finances outside the central banking system, this would make a great thing, because now at once you would allow customers, and you can simply go to a company from, hey company, I buy my daily coffee here, but I want to pay from now on with Bitcoin. If you don't accept it, I will go to a different company who accepts Bitcoin. And it could, we have to look at the way they're gonna treat the law and the exact details, and because the pain is always in the details, but the basics is good. The basics means that the government is gonna treat Bitcoin as a coin. And don't forget, the United States is the biggest consumer market. They have a lot of people, a lot of capital, and if you get those things out, and I don't say that, for example, rural Nevada, rural Missouri, yeah, maybe not a big hit there. But on San Francisco, New York, the big cities, yeah, why not? And the best thing is, why should we not allow people to go this route? I mean, it's your call. You can have an you can have Bitcoin, gold. I mean, I don't care. As long as you're happy with it and you make an informed decision, it's good. But inform yourself. So I would strongly suggest healthprofit.com/cryptoprofits. As you all know, Puerto Rico was hit by terrible natural disaster. It was just terrible, but there is something that we need to think about it. The works to get the country back together is now starting out and contracts are being issued. But where can you sign in for a contract? Where can you make the deal? Where can you say, well, I will rebuild the airport, or I will get the harbor open, or I will get the yard harbor open? There is no way to get it out because they want it. It's all with secret contracts. And this is what I'm a bit afraid of, is that when there is no transparency at the government, taxpayers' dimes are at risk. Because who cares if you say, I'm going to do it for $100, $200, $1,000, $1,000,000. There is no control over it. So what they should do in Puerto Rico is simply, one, privatize a lot of the government agencies to save money and get things going. Because a company will take better care of something than the government does. You can see that at the Flint water scandal. The Flint water scandal, when it was toxic, it was killing you, was in the drinking water. Because the government was too stingy, literally, to replace a component of less than a dollar. Well, a company would simply not take that risk because the lawsuits are too big and it would drive you out of business. But when in Puerto Rico they get those government bodies privatized, if they would get the rebuilding of those government bodies, you'll get the first rebuilding on its way, and then people make money and people can start doing their own things. And that's not really unimportant, but the side effect and the negative side effect is that there is no transparency. Everyone can charge everything, and they should change this. I mean, it's time for us all to simply say, why should we, as taxpayers, if you are paying tax, why should you not be allowed to see what it's going to cost? I mean, let's say that all the hospitals are going to rebuild. Well, option one, privatize the hospitals. So simply say, rebuild the hospitals, privatize them, and run them for a profit. Well, that's one way. On this case, it would not cost the taxpayer a dime. Second option, simply sign out contracts. So we want this, this, and this, and get it out. I mean, I don't know why it's so tough, but maybe you can tell me, and you can leave me a tweet at LodewijkHof or leave a comment below on SoundCloud. Yeah, that means it's time for the final segment of the show, and that segment is gonna be about gold and silver and why I like it more than I like other things. And I thought to take it from a different perspective, and I would go for the perspective of the bond markets, and especially the junk bond markets. That means that junk bonds are companies who are addicted to borrowing. The investors don't expect them to be paid back, and there are really, really, really high interest rates on those things. So that means if you are investing in it and you're looking for some money to make just for the return on investment and the cash in, junk bonds could be interesting, but there is a high chance that people die. I mean, junkies also don't have a long life expectancy. Putting drugs and junky things and junk food in your body is not really the healthy way to go. And what you see with the quantitative easing policies and the unlimited money printing, which will result in extremely high inflation, that the bond markets and the junk bond markets are having extremely high subsidies. I mean, let's say that you are a big company, and let's say you're a Shell and you need money. Well, you can now finance yourself for 1-2%. That means you have a lot of great opportunities. You can do a lot of things, and companies are doing it. They take maximum benefit of it. But the question is, when we stop quantitative easing, when the subsidies of those markets are stopped, who is going to be hurt the most? I mean, the companies can simply start selling off things, scrutinizing some money, and get things out. I mean, if you would, for example, save 1% of all your costs a year and put that money aside for the junk bond repayments, you are getting there and you will build trust in the market. But if you compare this with the cost saving that happened in the last shutdown of the American government, the politicians talked about replacing the $1 bills with $1 coins. It would be enough for, it would make a difference of one day of borrowing for the American government. They talked for 9 hours about this. I mean, I would say do it at once. I mean, but then don't do this alone. Simply do 400 of those small things and you are there and you have a cash flow positive government and you can start repaying debt. I mean, that's it. And what you see at the current level and current subsidies, which I think that they have to keep on because there is no other way, they need to, they are subsidizing inefficient bureaucratic spending. A lot of things make sense. To give you an example from Eindhoven, they are renovating and building a new swimming pool for 90 million, which they think is a tough and hard challenge to operate it financially feasible. And all the small, smart things that just make sense. If I say make sense, just something that makes sense. Like there was an ice skating track on the other next to it. With some easy techniques, they could share the energy of each other. That seems that it would cost a few, it could cost around 25,000 euro and would may secure a tremendous saving on the energy bill. Hey, they are not doing this. They want to go the inefficient bureaucratic route. Well, everyone who would own both would simply say, well, I can save money on the both. So I have two money losing operations. I can save expenses. Let's get it out. I mean, another example of this on the Eindhoven-based ice skating track, if not a government, not the city of Eindhoven, but just a company who was operating for a profit would do the maintenance of the ice skating track, it would be $500,000 a year cheaper. Okay, that could be the case. The ice skating track was losing money at $1.1 million a year. So you're losing over $1 million. You can save at once $500,000. And city council talked for a few months, should we do this or not? I mean, I would simply say, yeah, get the savings in, make a few deals, just make a list of all the savings we can do, get them all in, make a deal with some event organizer to get a lot of events out so you can get ice skate, ice track and ice things hip, trendy, and people want to do it, and get that out and make with everything long-term contracts. I mean, you could go ice skating for 10 kilometers, which is only popular in the Netherlands, that you can do, or you get a Red Bull in, and Red Bull is doing its Red Bull thing, and the town, and they literally did it a few years ago, between Christmas and New Year, in Dutch calendar time, and the fire guard said in the town that they did it, guys, please don't drop by, we can't allow you in, because it is not safe for fire protecting, and my experience with fire guards is they are basically extremely straightforward, but they have a good reason for it. I mean, they don't want to get kids, they don't like it to pull kids burning out of a house. So if they can avoid doing something like that with an event, and their guidelines and their rules are always pretty clear. I mean, if I would, for example, in Eindhoven, want to build a nuclear power plant, it would take me decades of bureaucratic work, but the work from the fire guard, I can do that, I can check it in 25 seconds. And yes, I already downloaded their regulation. It is not that complicated. They have just on the internet, you can know it, it's easy. They help you find it. And no, I will not build a nuclear power plant, but I would say get those things in and get that out. I mean, to be clear, if you are running an operation and you have an expensive building, you're gonna close your building for, let's say, 4 or 5 months. You know one thing, getting a profit out of that building with your main activity is going to be tough, because at 4 or 5 months you have to pay the mortgage, rent and those things. So in those 4 or 5 months you need to do other things and get those things out. I mean, yeah, I know it's basically the easier, but with that I'm going to leave you. It's the end of today, end of the show. You can leave me a tweet, you can tweet me at Lodewijk Hof, you can leave a comment, and I would say I will talk to you tomorrow. And then we're going to talk electric cars and electric mobility. So I will see you then. And I will say cheers and ta-ra.